If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trench warfare. I was a soldier in World War I. I spent most of the war on the front lines in a trench. Trenches were literal hellholes. They were rat-infested and mud-soaked. Worst of all, death could be lurking around any corner at any given second. If an artillery shell happened to hit in an area you were unlucky enough to be standing in, say goodnight. Sometimes I thought those folks were the lucky ones. Those of us who were still living were treated to a constant barrage of bullets whizzing over our heads. We were surrounded by piles of the dead. Many of them were friends. We didn't have time to bury them, so we were forced to watch the rats strip them of their decaying flesh. And oh, the smell. That horrid, wretched smell. I'm not sure what was worse, the stench, or the fact that we all eventually got used to it. The majority of the attacks on our trench happened during nightfall. The most terrifying thing I experienced was early one evening before the first bullet of the night was even fired. I was assigned guard duty with one other soldier. We had taken a German soldier prisoner and were housing him in one of the bunkers within the trench. As far as prisoners go, he wasn't too bad. We didn't know his name, so we just called him Franz. Franz could understand English. Evidently, he could speak it too, but his German accent was so damn thick we couldn't understand a word he was saying. The other soldier guarding Franz was named Louis. Louis had to be the filthiest joke teller in the history of the world. His jokes didn't make me laugh, they made me cringe. But Franz must have been a big fan of disgusting jokes, because he doubled over with laughter every time Louis spewed one out. I needed a break from Louis and Franz yucking it up over humor that was too vulgar for my ears, so I decided to step into the trench and stretch my legs a bit. I immediately noticed that particular section of trench was eerily silent. Normally, you could hear chatter from the other soldiers, or at least could pick up the sloshing sounds of them moving around in the mud. But I heard not a peep. As I moved around one of the trench's many corners, I found out why all was quiet. I wasn't sure what I was gazing upon at first. I was well aware that it was a dead body. I had seen enough of those to know, but there was something different about this body. It had been ripped apart. Unfortunately, I was also knowledgeable of what a soldier that had been blown to bits looked like, and that's not what this was. What I was staring at was the body of a soldier that had been half eaten. And I'm not talking about being eaten by rats. I mean this soldier had been eaten by something big. I could see the jagged tooth marks around the neck of whatever had bitten the soldier's head off. And the carnage did not stop there. The man's right hand was bitten off. His left arm was torn off at the shoulder. He had three gigantic claw marks gouged into his chest. This was the type of butchery I might have expected if saber-toothed tigers still existed and were roaming around in our trenches. Just beyond the mangled body of the soldier were stacks upon stacks of sandbags, which lined many of the trench walls. Toward the top of the sandbags, I saw something I couldn't believe. It appeared to be two pulsating red eyes floating in midair. It took me a moment to realize that the eyes were not floating at all. They were attached to something standing against the sandbags, perfectly camouflaged. Whatever the creature was, its skin tone had not only taken on the exact color gradients of the muddy sandbags, but it had also morphed into a similar texture, allowing it to become nearly invisible. What the hell? As the creature stepped away from the sandbags and took a step toward me, its camouflaged appearance washed away, allowing me to see it for what it was. A monster. The creature's eyes were hidden within deep sockets, giving its entire head the appearance of an elongated humanoid skull. Its torso was heavily ribbed, giving it a skeletal appearance. It seemed to have some kind of thin protective shell, not unlike that of a turtle's belly, covering the chest and stomach area. Its long arms had triple joints, wrist, elbow, with a third joint lying between the elbow and shoulder. The creature's legs appeared to be lightly scaled. The thighs were heavily muscled but bent backward, attached to long, thin lower legs that ended at raptor-like feet. Its ash-gray flesh seemed to emit an oily base that glistened under the moonlit sky. I hollered, which made Louis rush out of the bunker with Franz in tow. Louis's mouth fell agape. He was speechless. It was the German prisoner who spoke out with a scream.
Zeigensauger!
The creature leapt toward us like some kind of demented frog. As I instinctively stepped backwards away from the monster's attack, my ankles sank into the mud, causing me to tumble backwards. As I fell over, the monster leapt over me and collided with Franz. It instantly began ripping Franz to shreds in a blur. Louis let out a scream and shot multiple bullets into the monster before he turned and ran. The bullets seemed to anger the monster more than anything else, as it galloped on all fours like a horse to catch the fleeing Louis. It tossed him about like a toy and then bit his head off. When the monster finished with Louis, it turned and snarled at me. It bent down on all fours, ready to launch itself at me like a stalking tiger. I knew I was a goner. My only chance was to get my fellow soldiers to save me. I knew if I cried out monster, it would only confuse everyone. So I shouted out the one phrase that I knew would get the troops dashing in my direction, guns blazing.
Germans in the trench!
A flurry of gunfire filled the air, and I could hear my band of brothers rushing to my aid. The creature looked back at the wave of soldiers rushing its way and gave me a departing grimace before it leapt out of the trench like a great ape. The Germans didn't attack us that night, but we heard sporadic bursts of gunfire coming from within their trenches. I distinctly heard one German soldier scream out the word, Zeigensauger. Whatever that monster was, it had moved over to their trench. Eventually, it must have left as the screaming and gunfire across the way ceased. I'm not sure what that thing was, and thankfully, I never encountered it again. Later, I found out the English translation for the word Ziegenzager, goat sucker. The Spanish translation of the word is known the world over as a legendary, supposedly mythical creature, Chupacabra. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more. Visit ManiacOnTheLoose.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon.